This is Jay Sekulow. Major legislative initiatives on the situation in the Middle East.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The pretext of the movie was just used as a propaganda tool. If you can't get the chain of causation right as to what the problem is, obviously you cannot formulate effective American policy to deal with it. And right now, after the statements initially following September the 11th, we haven't heard anything from the president.
What is the latest you can tell us on who these attackers were in Benghazi?
Our current best assessment, based on the information that we have at present, is that in fact what this began as was a spontaneous, not a premeditated, response to what had transpired in Cairo. In Cairo, as you know, a few hours earlier, there was a violent protest that was undertaken in reaction to this very offensive video that was disseminated.
It was planned, definitely it was planned by foreigners, by people who entered the country a few months ago, and they were planning this criminal act since their arrival.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
The idea that the State Department put out last Friday that they're not going to talk about what happened in Benghazi anymore is just wrong. Americans have a right to know what the security situation is for our people in the Middle East.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I'm in the studio today with David French, senior counsel for the ACLJ. Hope to get Skip Ash on as well. Look, who do you believe? The Libyan prime minister or, Ambassador Susan Rice to the UN? She's blaming this entire, which is now, by the way, reached a record number of countries, including Kenya. Let me give you the list of where the protests are going on right now. Bangladesh, the West Bank and Israel, Yemen, Egypt, Libya, Gaza, Indonesia, Sudan, Kashmir, Lebanon, Iran, Iraq, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Somalia, Tunisia, Algeria, the United Kingdom, Kuwait, India, Amsterdam, Maldives, Sri Lanka, Qatar, Nigeria, Zawiyad, Morocco, Syria, Jordan, I could go reading a list, including Kenya, by the way, and Australia. So the protests are expanding. And then you got this statement from Susan Rice blaming this on a movie when in Lebanon, and there's been reports that Hezbollah has been calling for these for months, calling for these kind of actions. Hamas calling for it for months. Iran is the proxy. And in Libya, they're saying, look, This was premeditated outside groups. They're talking about groups like Al-Qaeda coming in here. And we got Susan Rice, David, still blaming the media, which to me is absurd.
Oh, absolutely absurd. I mean, in Benghazi alone, there was an escalating series of terrorist attacks that were well known, had been reported on.
At that facility.
Exactly. In that city, it was known that Al-Qaeda was threatening revenge for drone strikes. And, you know, it's just stunning. We need to be asking questions. How is it that a United States ambassador is lost for 10 hours in the middle of a firefight?
Unbelievable. When he was supposedly in a safe house. By the way, if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let me tell you this. Three pieces of legislation now pending, folks. Your voice is being heard on this. Three pieces of legislation now introduced, one by a Senator Inhofe out of Oklahoma asking the president to suspend aid to Egypt and Libya until there can be assurances that each nation is meeting its obligations under various treaties. We'll go into that in a moment. Senator Mint and Senator Corker have introduced a bill to mandate investigations into the attacks. Senator Graham has expressed support for the bill as well. And Democratic Senator Bill Nelson has called for the Senate Intelligence Committee to open investigation into these attacks. And there is this new call for no funding. Now, folks, that means your voice is being heard. And I want you to go right now. We can make a huge stand this week and stop this funding of Hamas and Hezbollah and money going to the Egyptian Muslim Brotherhood. If your voice, if you will join over 70,000 people who are standing with us, here's the number. It's aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. But sign on to that petition now to stop that funding. 877-989-2255.
The Middle East is exploding. The U.S. ambassador to Libya and three members of his staff have been murdered. Radical extremists scaled the embassy walls and attacked our compound. Those who murdered our diplomats celebrated their deaths while burning American flags. This senseless anti-American violence has spilled over to Egypt as well, where the Muslim Brotherhood, controlled by radical Islamists, head up the government. Protesters stormed the U.S. embassy in Cairo, scaling the wall and tearing down an American flag. During this critical time, the ACLJ is calling on the Obama administration to stand up for America, stop apologizing, and condemn these abhorrent acts. Also, stop all U.S. funding to these countries. It's time to stop sending U.S. dollars to nations that want to destroy America. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. The release of Pastor Youssef Nardacani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, that's 800-684-3110. I'm joined by David French in our media center here. Let me tell you what's exactly going on. We've got right now plans of up to $1.3 billion going to the Muslim Brotherhood-led government in Egypt. There has now been, because of your voices, folks, there has now been a series of pieces of legislation introduced in the Senate which would basically tell the president to spend the aid to Egypt unless certain assurances can be made, including conventions like the Vienna Convention on Consular Relations, in other words, protecting our consulate, also securing our embassies and securing diplomatic personnel, fundamental not waive the human rights issues that are coming up with a Muslim Brotherhood-led government. Your voices is being heard. We've heard from over 62,000, 63,000 you online alone. When we had people that have called in, we're at 70,000. I want to get up to 100,000 people. I think we could see this funding stop. Now, it should stop to the point where we get assurances. Then if we get assurances, David, it's okay to make selective engagement on finances then, but it has to be selective. And we got to remember, folks, in Egypt we're dealing with the Muslim Brotherhood, and the assurances we're going to ask for, there is no way they will meet.
Well, you know, I'm reminded of Reagan's words to the old Soviet Union, trust but verify. In other words, you got to have assurances and you got to have actions. We have to see Egypt cracking down on security.
But here's what we've got. We've got a conflict going on right now between Ambassador Rice, this is Susan Rice, the Ambassador to the United Nations for President Obama, and the Libyan president. I'm going to play both sound bites for you. One first, this is Susan Rice. They can't even get on the same page as to who and how these attacks were planned. Listen to what the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations had to say.
What is the latest you can tell us on who these attackers were in Benghazi?
Our current best assessment, based on the information that we have at present, is that in fact what this began as was a spontaneous, not a premeditated, response to what had transpired in Cairo. In Cairo, as you know, a few hours earlier, there was a violent protest that was undertaken in reaction to this very offensive video that was disseminated.
A very offensive video that was 13 minutes in length, was produced by some, you know, we don't even know where it came from, meaningless, had been out for months, and our State Department is saying that the Arab uprising that resulted in the death of our ambassador is because of some ridiculous video? I mean, now that tells you, that's what they think. That's what our U.S. Department of State is saying. Now listen to what the president of Libya had to say on the exact same topic.
The way these perpetrators acted and moved, and they're choosing the specific date for this so-called demonstration, I think we have no, this leaves us with no doubt that this has pre-planned, determined, predetermined.
So we're now in the position where I believe the Libyan president more than I believe our own ambassador right now on this topic, because what she's saying is nonsensical. But folks, here's what we've got to do. Let's put a stop to funding the Muslim Brotherhood and these groups that are doing this. Until we get the assurance, I don't know if you'll let, and you'll never get them, but we need to take control of the situation, and we are the voice. We are the American people. We have the ability to do this. Now, I want you to think about this rationally here. We are blaming an uprising. I've got a map. I'm going to make sure that our TV audience is in here tomorrow. We're going to film this for television for tomorrow. We've got a map that, I mean, it shows country after country where these uprisings are taking place. And we're blaming this on some third-rate YouTube posting. Instead of saying this was a planned attack that then resulted in a horrific death of our ambassador and three security personnel, including two Navy SEALs. Now, if you want to take action on this, which thousands of you had, and we are getting results, because you see now, three pieces of legislation already introduced in the Senate, we can get a result. But that's where you come in, folks. I want everybody that's listening to me, we've got to, first of all, we're going to protect Israel by doing this, and we're protecting our own national security interests and our interests in the region. We don't need to be funding the Muslim Brotherhood. You go to your phones at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or you can also go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. I'm going to grab a call here. David, let's contact one of these. Let's go to John, who's calling in Missouri Online 2. Hi, John.
Hi, Jay. My quick comment is I was shocked yesterday when I saw that photo of that so-called guy that did the video being hauled in for questioning.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't haul in the CEO of YouTube and Google. For why are they keeping that?
Well, hey, they talked to YouTube and Google. They tried to get them to not have the video posted. I will tell you the truth. I haven't looked at it. I'm not going to look at it. I'm not going to dignify it by looking at it, because there's nothing in it, as horrific as it may be. There is nothing in it, David, that justifies the actions legally taken by this mob violence that we're seeing in the Middle East by Al-Qaeda and its affiliates. And we need to start calling it like it is.
Well, that's exactly right. Right. And you know what makes it even less credible is it the position of the State Department? It's just sheer coincidence this all erupted on September 11th. I mean, I guess there's a 1 in 365 chance that they're right about that. But it's a stunning coincidence that this just all came up accidentally on September 11th.
Yeah, and by the way, and then the president's making his statements, and, you know, he's going out there. And meanwhile, they're criticizing Mitt Romney over, you know, some fundraising statement made 4 months ago. That's becoming news now. But no one's responding to the fact that Benjamin Netanyahu, the president of Israel, is telling the world we have got to be ready for an engagement with Iran. This was on the Sunday talk shows. Number one, the prime minister of Israel.
The world tells Israel, wait, there's still time. And I say, wait for what? Wait until when? Those in the international community who refuse to put red lines before Iran don't have a moral right to place a red light before Israel.
There you have it. So you realize in this whole issue is this giant deflection, all these protests. Meanwhile, Iran is continuing to develop its nuclear weaponry. And Israel is put in this unbelievable situation of where we're going to have to take direct action. So what I think we need to do, folks, again, have your voice heard. You go to the website. David's posted a lot of articles, by the way, at ACLJ.org. You go to our docket blog. David's got a lot of articles up on that. I encourage you to go there, ACLJ.org. Or you can call us simply at 1-877-989-2255. Let me tell you what we're doing. We're asking directly that the funding stop, and I am happy to report we've got senators introducing this as legislation. So we are getting some real traction here. Van Bennett could not be on the broadcast today. He will be tomorrow. He's working on this on Capitol Hill literally as we speak. The number is 1-877-989-2255 to take a stand here. We do these call to actions, folks. They work. We're getting results. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Let's go to Mark. He's calling from Oregon. He's on line one. By the way, if you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. Mark, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
Hey, just a comment. Everybody's worried about this YouTube thing, which is, who can find it? I mean, I can't find it. Anyway, all through the campaign, they've been talking about how Obama killed bin Laden. What have those people been chanting over there as they go, these terrorists?
There'll be another – they take a look at the total economic number that we give them, $1.3 billion, and say, Mr. President – they say, President Obama, we will have 1.3 billion Osamas. Now, listen, I think it was great that the president made the right action and took the right action. But here's the problem. This uprising is symptomatic of a deeper issue, and that is the radicalization of the Islamic world on these issues. You cannot ignore it. You can try to ignore it, but you can't. David?
Jihadist Islam is our enemy, period. What, regardless of whether the president celebrates killing Osama bin Laden or not, regardless of whether there's a YouTube video or not, jihadist Islam will be our enemy. And we have to wake up and realize that there is nothing that we can do that will placate them. They are our enemy because of who we are. They're our enemy because we are supporters of Israel. They are our enemy because we defend ourselves. And we have to wake up to that reality.
All right, John Bolton, the former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations under President Bush, has been on this broadcast before. He had some very strong words. Listen to number 15.
Well, there was either an intelligence failure, both in Libya and in Egypt, although different circumstances, or the administration has viewed the environment as so benign that they weren't worried. Now, that's consistent with the president's argument that the war on terror is basically over. The administration's worldview has been sadly proven very wrong here.
I will tell you when we come back from the break, I'm going to play for you some of the statements from the president's Cairo speech, because you're seeing the, quote, fruit of that speech is resulting in these outbreaks of violence throughout the world. And this is, you disregard the United States' Judeo-Christian heritage, which the president did. You have this outreach to Islam, an apology tour, which shows weakness. And that weakness is what fosters these actions. And that's why these governments didn't take any action. Now we are the American people. And I'm asking you to take back our government right now and say, you know what? We've got a little bit of an economic crisis here in the United States. We don't need $1.3 billion going to Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood so they can have ammunition to fire against Israel or our own interests. If you want to help us on this, all you do is go to ACLJ.org. You can sign the petition there, ACLJ.org, or you could call us right now at 1-877-989-2255. As I'm monitoring the news right now, folks, protests all around the world. We've got to take action here, and let's stop the flow of funds to these jihadist groups. 877-989-2255 to sign that petition, or ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. Everyone, go to your phones right now.
The release of Pastor Youssef Nardacani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this, because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org. The Middle East is exploding. The U.S. ambassador to Libya and three members of his staff have been murdered. Radical extremists scaled the embassy walls and attacked our compound. Those who murdered our diplomats celebrated their deaths while burning American flags. This senseless anti-American violence has spilled over to Egypt as well, where the Muslim Brotherhood, controlled by radical Islamists, head up the government. Protesters stormed the U.S. embassy in Cairo, scaling the wall and tearing down an American flag. During this critical time, the ACLJ is calling on the Obama administration to stand up for America, stop apologizing, and condemn these abhorrent acts. Also, stop all U.S. funding to these countries. It's time to stop sending U.S. dollars to nations that want to destroy America. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. As you know, we have an office in Jerusalem, Israel. Skip Ash is senior counsel for the ACLJ in charge of our national security group. He was just in our offices in Israel, actually also at a major conference on national and international security and terrorism. And we were talking during the break here, folks. You have to understand right now, these protests are spreading throughout the world. Now, they clamped down some in Egypt on this because of the violence was getting way out of hand. Well, of course, it was out of hand to begin with. But the sense right now is the region is very volatile. Skip, you've just returned. And again, you know, folks, at the ACLJ, we're not just talking about these issues on radio. We're glad we can do that. We're glad we can get this information out to you. But the reality is we are working this in the legal arena, in the legislative arena, in the public affairs arena. That's why I'm asking you to participate with us, which hundreds of you have today, to take a stand. But let's get a report right now. We do know that an insurgent group close to the Taliban said it issued those attacks today that killed 12 in Afghanistan. They were South Africans that were killed. These also seem to be related to this growing violence throughout the region. I mean, it's if you watch the news, folks, it's all over it. Skip, you just came back from Israel. Give us your sense of what's going on in the region and what we can expect with Iran.
Well, Israel's obviously concerned because Israel's surrounded by these hostile regimes. Israel is relatively calm, except on the political level, they are planning and they are expressing concerns. We already know that Prime Minister Netanyahu has expressed concerns about the president not standing up and standing tall and committing to be with Israel. So the Israelis are preparing to do what they have to do on their own behalf, but they are very concerned whether the United States is going to be there. Despite the president's promise that we'll have Israel's back, there is a concern that when push comes to shove, that the United States won't be there. And there's a concern that if President Obama is reelected, what will be the support at that time and whether they'll crack down on Israel.
You know, I think this is what we've got to talk about, and that is we had a lack of leadership here. I mean, the president, let's play this statement you know, everybody's playing the Cairo speech about the reach out to the Islamic world, but I want to give you the full context of what the president said when he talked about the Judeo-Christian nature of America not being as it is. Take a listen to what he had to say there.
You know, I've said before that one of the great strengths of the United States is, although as I mentioned, you know, we have a very large Christian population, we do not consider ourselves a Christian nation or a Jewish nation or a Muslim nation. We consider ourselves a nation of citizens.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, a nation of citizens, you've heard my response to that. You know, Nazi Germany was a nation of citizens. We don't consider ourselves a Jewish nation or a Christian nation. I don't know about obviously I do know about the president. I think our whole country's focus is from a Judeo-Christian perspective. And when you denied that, Mr. President, in this outreach to the Islamic world, as if you were going to, you know, just kind of have this come by here moment where everybody will just get along. Well, that's just not working out very well, David. And you were in Iraq and you could see that firsthand.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, this is not the first time that a big outreach has been attempted. I mean, Bill Clinton had Yasser Arafat in the White House more than any other foreign leader. And all the while, 9/11 was being plotted. I mean, we can talk about this until we're blue in the face about reaching out, but jihadist Islam remains our enemy.
All right, and then during that speech, the president also said this. This is number 22, talking about Islam and tolerance. Now, I want you to remember what you're seeing on the news. Remember our ambassador was assassinated, murdered, killed in Libya. Remember this, and then listen to what the president said in 2009 in Cairo, of all places.
Islam has a proud tradition of tolerance. We see it in the history of Andalusia and Cordoba during the Inquisition. I saw it firsthand as a child in Indonesia, where devout Christians worshiped freely in an overwhelmingly Muslim country.
Yeah, let me tell you something, Mr. President, about Cordoba, because get your history straight here. Cordoba became a Muslim conquest site where they took over a major church and created a gigantic mosque, which is the conquest mentality. So the religion of tolerance, I don't see it right now, Frank. And I think that's reality. Folks, we need to get you engaged, though, and this is the issue. We're at about 70,000 signatures right now. I need to get to 100,000 by the end of this week, and you need to come in and help us on this. We're signing a petition. Now we have three pieces of legislation that are saying, hold on to this funding. We don't release any money right now until we get various guarantees. That means we have a chance to take over and really engage this. So I want to tell you something. You know, the president talked about, you know, growing up in Indonesia. By the way, they're one of the countries having the protests right now. And David's going to add another one in just a moment. But let me tell you this, folks. Right now, we've got to take action. And direct action means we go to the Senate and say, stop our money going to the Muslim Brotherhood. I mean, it's that simple. You call us right now at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to sign that petition. You can also do it very easily at ACLJ.org. So it's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Now, a lot of you are on the phones right now. Hang on the phones. We'll be taking your calls during the next 30 minutes of this broadcast, so hang on the line here. But others of you, go to ACLJ.org or call right now at 877-989-2255. David.
Well, you know, another thing about this Obama speech, when he goes back and waxes eloquent about Andalusia, he forgets to mention that was all conquered territory. That's Spain and Portugal. The Muslim army swept up there, headed into France, and were stopped by the French. I mean, so we're talking about they're tolerant after they conquered you? I mean, does that even make sense?
No, but this is, you know, unfortunately, and Skip, this is, the problem with the whole foreign policy. We have this view that somehow we can coalesce and come alongside these regimes, and they're going to support us because we're Americans and we like freedom. But that's not the reality of what we're dealing with.
That's exactly right. You know, when President went to Egypt and made that speech, he had claimed that what he was going to do is completely reset relations because they had somebody positive and was willing to work with the Muslim nations, that this was going to transform our relationship with the Islamic world. And now we're in a much worse situation because he demonstrated weakness. He demonstrated he may have raised their expectations so high that we were going to throw Israel under the bus. But what's happened is now they view us as being an enemy. Now they view us as being even worse than before. I saw a poll the other day that said they view America even worse now than they did under the Bush administration, which President Obama roundly condemns all the time.
Rand Paul, the senator from Kentucky, who spoke, of course, at the Republican National Convention, he made a very strong statement about this funding. Listen to number 25.
We've given billions upon billions of dollars to these countries. And my question is, you know, if you want to be an ally of America, act like it. But if you're not going to act like an ally of ours and you're going to disparage us, if you're going to kill our ambassador, should we be giving you any taxpayer money? Not to mention the fact that we don't have any money. We got to borrow it from China to send it to Libya, to send it to Egypt, to send it to Pakistan. And these countries disrespect us.
I want you to understand what Senator Paul said. We are borrowing money from the Chinese so that we can get funds to Egypt, Libya, and Pakistan. That's what we're doing right now, folks. And if that bothers you, then I want to encourage you to do something right now. By the way, those on the phone, stay there. But if you don't like borrowing money for the Chinese to send it to countries that are allowing us to be attacked in their own countries, in their own our own embassies, that's an attack on the sovereignty of the United States. And we're borrowing money from China so we can give them the money. If that bothers you, then I want everybody that's listening to me right now to do this. You go to ACLJ.org. You can read about all these issues. We've got a petition up. Sign that petition at ACLJ.org. Or you can call right now. And, folks, I need everybody that's listening to go to the phones and take a stand here. It's 1-877-989-2255. Let me give you that number again. We're going to sign a petition to do exactly what Senator Paul said. We're not going to borrow money from the Chinese to give it to the Muslim Brotherhood. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org, where you can sign it online. So ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Those of you that are on the line, hang on the line. We're going to stay an extra half hour. We'll be talking to you in a moment.
During this critical time, the ACLJ is calling on the Obama administration to stand up for America, stop apologizing, and condemn these abhorrent acts. Also, stop all U.S. funding to these countries. It's time to stop sending U.S. dollars to nations that want to destroy America. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.